Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. On Sunday, the AFC Championship game between the New England Patriots and Denver Broncos will determine which of those two teams goes to the Super Bowl. Commentator Bill Littlefield is among the many observers focusing on the two quarterbacks who'll be featured in that game.
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning have faced each other 16 times over the course of their exceptionally successful careers. On Sunday, they will face each other again, sort of. Patriots quarterback Brady and Broncos quarterback Manning have never been on the field at the same time. They've faced each other's teammates, the guys who play defense. Over the long careers of the two quarterbacks, the members of those defensive units have changed annually. Check that. They've changed from week to week, depending on who's been able-bodied. The average NFL career of 3.7 years would be much lower absent the stats of durable and fortunate stars like Manning and Brady. It's perhaps not coincidental that the big salary jumps come after year four, as does access to health care coverage that addresses the consequences of the injuries that players accumulate in the workplace. The lavish compensation of the stars also skews the average NFL salary number. Star quarterbacks make lots of millions. Lots of the men charged with protecting Manning and Brady, or with throwing themselves into the gears of their respective offensive machines, don't. A few years ago, Sports Illustrated found that 78% of former players filed for bankruptcy or had serious financial problems within 2 years of retirement, which often happened long before they expected it to happen. The NFL has become a multi-billion-dollar corporation because a lot of people like to see long passes and long runs. The first transpires only when half a dozen men prevent half a dozen other men from reaching Peyton Manning or Tom Brady before he can throw the ball. The second happens when a few men knock over a few other men just as the guy with the ball reaches the spot where the knocking down has happened. There, to his great delight, the guy with the ball discovers the open space created by his blockers. But people don't go to games and buy cable TV packages to see blocks. That's why the people behind you in the line at the grocery store are talking about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and why the two quarterbacks are featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated and on some of the other magazines you glance at while you're waiting for the high school kids named Abby and Denise to slide your purchases past the scanner, except for the magazine with Tom Brady's wife on the cover and the one featuring the aliens who've possessed in the night the bodies of the guys who play center for the Patriots and the Broncos. That didn't happen, right? The aliens aren't interested in centers. Why would they be? Throughout the universe, it's a quarterback's world.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. We'll learn why an investigation of tennis match fixing 8 years ago is bubbling up during the ongoing Australian Open. We'll also get a defense of pro football from the Atlantic Monthly's Greg Easterbrook. And, as always, Charlie Pierce will take us on a boisterous journey through the week's sports stories. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.